Well, it's a Monday, which means it's time for Monday Munchies. And today we look at Big Rock Italian Chop House. And I mean, if you could taste pictures through a computer, you can taste it. Because in Birmingham, they are a must-attend destination. And Chris Mayer is the executive chef of Big Rock Italian Chop House and joins us this morning. Chris, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys do there, because, you know, there's the old adage, like, you know, a little bit about something, but not a lot about everything. I don't think that applies to you guys. You guys are experts in a lot of different areas.
We are. We focus on fine Italian cooking and everything made from scratch. And then the other side of that is just phenomenal steaks and chops, and everything done with just simply salt and pepper and finished with a little bit of herbed garlic butter. Mm.
When someone walks through the doors for the very first time, Chris, what do you hope they immediately feel?
Comfort. You know, there is a vibe in the restaurant for sure that has some luxe to it, but we definitely want you to come in and feel comfort.
Tell us a little bit about your history. You're the executive chef there.
I am.
What's your career look like?
Better part of my career has been spent with Cameron Mitchell Restaurants, so the owners of my company. I spent the last 13 years before opening Big Rock at Ocean Prime in Troy. And then before that, I worked with them for Mitchell's Fish Market. And then I did a little bit of jumping around. I worked at a place called Courthouse Grill in downtown Plymouth, which was actually Ernesto's prior to that. So that's where the majority of my Italian cooking came from. And that's really it. I mean, 13 years at Ocean Prime before I came here is a good bulk of it.
No doubt.
And, you know, every great restaurant, Chris, has its signature dishes. Talk about some of the menu items that, you know, if I'm a first-time guest, that I absolutely have to try.
Well, we actually talked about it a little bit before we got on air, is our king crab in a jar. It's one where we do all the work for you. We take all the crab out of the shell for you delicately so it stays in nice lumps, and then poach that down in a bay leaf clarified butter, served with some crostinis. That's definitely a must try. And excuse me. And then my favorite pasta on our menu is our carbonara bucatini.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at arancini's. I'm Italian, so you're this is my love language here. You're speaking it. What goes into creating a menu like this?
That's years.
Yeah,
I bet.
There's a lot of planning and development. You know, testing over and over on whether or not a recipe is right. Testing it and serving to multiple different people so you get multiple different palettes, with not only menu design but plate design, a lot of recipe writing and rewriting and rewriting and rough drafts, and multiple different heads. A lot of different chefs put in a lot of time into this menu, from myself to my direct regional chef to our complete chef team at our home office as well.
You know, I the food looks delicious. I'm sure it's great. But to me, one of the most unique aspects of Big Rock is, of course, the Rock Cigar Club.
Yep.
Just, you know, which is above. And for those unfamiliar with cigar lounges, you know, what makes the Rock Cigar Club such a special experience? And, you know, and nowadays, Chris, you know, so many cigar clubs are now appealing to people in an age where a lot of interaction happens on social media.
Yeah, very much so. You know, the addition of the Rock Cigar Club upstairs above the restaurant is, you know, there's an exclusivity to it. We are we do have a yearly locker that gets you a number of different VIP accesses to set different parties and discounted cigars and things like that up there. And then there's also a to get up there, if you dine downstairs, it'll cost you $100 to get upstairs.
Okay.
After dining in, it's great. There's a window that looks out over the entire restaurant. So if you're, depending on where you are in the club upstairs, you can look out over the restaurant while it's hustling and bustling.
Nice.
And gives you a nice vibe. But especially if you come in and you have a phenomenal dinner downstairs and really enjoy yourselves, and it's time for, you know, an after-dinner cigar.
Yeah.
You head upstairs, have another cocktail or a glass of wine, enjoy a nice cigar, and just kind of relax for a little bit. The vibe up there is a lot more low-key. It's, you know, leather seats and
less hustle and bustle.
Less hustle and bustle. Looks more like a study. It's a little bit more calming and chill. It's all hardwood up there. It's really nice.
That's awesome. And you guys are also getting into the brunch game too, Sundays from 10 to 2.
We are. We started brunch on March 22nd. Easter was really our first big brunch. The first two were kind of preview brunches, and we've been doing brunch since. 10 to 2 every Sunday. It is a brunch buffet. With that brunch buffet also comes the option for made-to-order Belgian waffles and made-to-order omelets. We have quite a few. I think we have 51 items on our brunch buffet.
Ooh, wow.
From an entire cold table with shrimp cocktail, oysters, smoked salmon, and a couple of different dips and spreads. An entire charcuterie table with sliced meats and gourmet cheeses. And then, you know, your typical brunch setting. We've got scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, salmon, chicken, salt, and boca. And then we do sliced prime rib to order.
Oh boy.
We do risotto right there in front of you. We mix it up in a big Parmesan wheel and offer scallops and shrimp to go with it.
My goodness. It sounds so good.
Man.
It is Big Rock Italian Chop House. Chris Meyer is the executive chef. Thanks so much for coming today. We really appreciate it. The food looks absolutely outstanding. And I have a feeling we'll be popping in at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Come and see us. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Chris Meyer, the executive chef at Big Rock Italian Chop House. And that is going to do it for us today. Have yourself a wonderful Monday. We will see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. And Kevin Dietz and I'll talk coming your way next here on WJR. Have a good one.